91X News.
It's 13 degrees and sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier. If you're upset about the robocall scandal involving the federal government, the local Liberal Association invites you to a rally in Belleville right now. Starting at 5, the rally hopes to demonstrate local residents want answers about phony calls allegedly made during the last election, directing voters to the wrong polling stations. Association President Lenore Begley says she hopes the rally will send local MP Daryl Cramp a message.
We want him to take and demand a full judicial inquiry into the findings of Election Canada and the RCMP investigation. And we also want the Canada Elections Act to impose meaningful consequences for any wrongdoing.
The Rally for Your Rights starts right now in Market Square, in Belleville's Market Square. A walk to celebrate International Women's Day will take place tomorrow morning at the Bridge Street United Church. Organizers are hoping to reach out to younger people this year. McKay Thorne is one of the organizers.
This year, for the first time, we have students coming from Nicholson and Quinty Christian, and we're hoping students from Loyalist College. I mean, we have put the info out there. We're hoping they will come. Even if they miss a course for once, this is worthwhile.
The walk will start at the church at 11:15 tomorrow morning. People will walk downtown before going back to the church, where a documentary will be shown. Two guest speakers will talk about the difficulties that girls and women face in Canada and across the world. March is Fraud Awareness Month, and the police are taking aim at scams involving the web. Mark Venema has a story.
Police say the more you know about fraud, the less likely you are to become a victim. Authorities hope Fraud Awareness Month will give the public a chance to fight back against scams. This month, police are targeting online fraud. Northumberland OPP Constable Phil Clark says being familiar with the risks of fraud is the best way to avoid being scammed.
Just like with medicine, prevention is the best medicine. That also applies to fraud prevention. If you're educated and a little bit wary about your personal information and your online use, that's the best defense against fraud.
Clark adds, if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you know anything about online fraud or think you may have been a victim, call police or Crime Stoppers. Mark Venema, 91X News, Belleville.
Belleville's deputy police chief says recent changes in the availability of OxyContin will have an impact on the Belleville and Quinty community. I traveled down to the Belleville police station to talk to Deputy Chief Paul Van de Graaff about the issue.
OxyContin was commonly used illegally, but as of March 1st, the painkiller was discontinued and no longer manufactured. It is being replaced by OxyNeo as a painkiller, but it cannot be crushed, which means it cannot be snorted or injected. Paul Van Graaff is Belleville's deputy police chief. He says that there may be a problem with the lack of OxyContin for illegal drug users.
So is there going to be a problem? I would suggest there's going to be a problem. I think the greater problem that we face is just that, is the subsidiary or secondary crime activity surrounding the OxyContin.
Van Graaff says that the Belleville Drug Unit and Project Long Arm will deal with the lack of OxyContin accordingly.
We have to, in law enforcement, make sure that our community are safe, our pharmacies are safe, our people who need that are safe, that there is not other crimes associated to the need to purchase OxyContin. And that's what I'm concerned about, thefts, break-and-enters, and things like that.
Steph Crozier, 901X News, Belleville. The mother of Victoria Stafford says she's met the woman convicted of first-degree murder in her daughter's death twice before. Tara McDonald told a London jury today that she and her boyfriend bought OxyContin illegally from Terry Lynn McClintock's mother. McDonald says she had gone to the house twice. She said she saw McClintock's once in passing and a second time when the then 18-year-old woman seemed under the influence and likely didn't notice she was there. The testimony comes at the trial of Michael Rafferty. Rafferty says was McClintock's boyfriend and when Tory disappeared. He pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, among other charges, in the death of 8-year-old Tory. McClintock pleaded guilty in April 2010 to first-degree murder in Tory's death. McDonald told court that she and McClintock's mother had discussed breeding their Shih Tzus, but the McClintock never met Tori. Apple has revealed a new iPad model with features including a sharper screen and a faster processor. Apple says the new display will be even sharper than high-definition television sets in living rooms. The company says it will show more saturated colors than previous models and will also be 4 times faster. CEO Tim Cook made the announcement in San Francisco.
Today we're announcing the new iPad, and it is amazing.
For the first time, the iPad will be able to access the faster 4G cellular networks. Apple highlighted Bell, Rogers, and Telus as service providers that will offer the high-speed service for the new iPad. The conservative government's controversial crime bill will come up for a final vote in the House of Commons tonight. Critics claim the bill will increase the prison population and cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. But Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the nine crime-related measures will create safer communities.
No parent wants their child to fall prey to a predator or a dangerous drug trafficker. All victims matter. This is why we have introduced this legislation. It aims to reduce the rates of child sexual exploitation by proposing increased penalties for sexual offenses against children.
The legislation also includes mandatory sentences for some drug crimes. That's 901X News to 504. Austin Mackay has sports next.
They say the early bird gets the worm. A motto this cowboy lives by. Off to do the groceries. Got to get those deals before it's too late. Giddy up, horsey.
Whoa there, partner. With Mark's No Frills, you don't need to be the early bird. Mark sells everything for less. If you can find a better price somewhere else, Mark's will match it.
That's a mighty fine deal, young missy.
Hee-hoo!
The price is so low at Mark's No Frills.
Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. Their prices won't be beat.
With only 6 games left in the season, tonight's game in Belleville versus the Petes can mean a lot. Being 7th currently, with only 4 points behind ahead of Peterborough, the Bulls want to create some distance between their division rivals. It is 1 of 4 games in the OHL. The Erie Otters look to upset a high-flying Whalers team. The Colts are in Owen Sound, and Ottawa goes to Kingston. In Empire B hockey, the Picton Pirates take the night off before facing Campbellford tomorrow for Game 3 of the finals in Picton at 7:30. There's not much to watch tonight, as there's only 2 games in the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in Pittsburgh in hopes to slip up the streaking Penguins. They'll be without winger Joffrey Lupul, who's suffering from a separated shoulder and is said to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. Newly acquired forward Carter Ashton is slated to don the blue leaf for the first time. Deemed destined for Pittsburgh, the Penguins have immortalized Mario Lemieux forever in bronze. A statue of legendary forward Mario Lemieux was unveiled today in a public ceremony outside the Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh. Since being picked first overall by the team in 1984, dubbed La Magnifique, Mario reflects on his time in Pittsburgh.
So many great memories over the years, so many great moments, and it's an incredible honor and one that I'll be able to cherish with my family for the rest of my life.
Lemieux played 18 seasons with the Penguins and is the co-owner of the team. One of the best quarterbacks to play the game has hit the open market. It was announced today that Indianapolis Colts released quarterback Peyton Manning. After being with the team since 1998, Peyton was a little emotional.
For 14 wonderful years, the only professional football I've known has been Colts football. Our team won a lot of games here. I've played with so many great teammates here, and I've been part of a great organization here.
The 35-year-old Manning sat out this season with a terrible neck injury. The Colts have the number one pick in the upcoming draft, and it is highly likely that they go with Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck. The Houston Rockets are landing in the Air Canada Center tonight to take on the Raptors. Both Toronto and Houston dropped their last games, and the Raps were in a close one to Orlando and fell late in the fourth quarter again. There's 13 games in the NBA tonight. The New Orleans Hornets hope to sting the Kings of Sacramento tonight, and it will be a battle of the elements when the Phoenix Suns meet Jimmy Harden in the Oklahoma City Thunder. The sun is out and the birds are chirping. That means spring training is here. The Blue Jays broke into 2 squads this afternoon for split squad games against the Pittsburgh Pirates and Boston Red Sox. Unfortunately, they fell to Pittsburgh 8-6, but was able to hold on to Boston, tie 3-3. The Blue Jays keep adding to their prospect pool. LeBirds signed 17-year-old Andres Daza of the Dominican Republic. The 6'4", 190-pound outfielder is working out in Santo Domingo now. Send us your team or league scores by email to sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91x Weather.
Spring-like conditions out there for the next few days. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, 40% chance of showers. Before morning, low 8. Thursday, rain becoming mixed with wet snow late in the afternoon. High 9 with temperature falling to plus 3 in the afternoon. Thursday night, rain mixed with wet snow ending in the evening, then clearing. Low minus 6. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, high plus 2. Right now, it's 13 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Austin McKay, 91X News.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the TGIF All Request Friday. Friday nights at 7 on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.